Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are we gonna do?
Road trip.
Hey folks, Patrick here. Paul Mulligan alongside. We're driving out to Chicago for Suburbs Fest Midwest. And unfortunately we've hit some traffic, Bill, but the bad news is we're still in Virginia.
Yeah, well, you know, this section of the beltway, 24/7.
Pretty much.
Bumper to bumper.
Pretty much bumper to bumper, yeah. So, we'll report back, folks, but hopefully this little clog up will clear once we get across the bridge. We are now on Route 70, folks. We're headed west. Is that right, Bill? West?
Yes.
Yeah, we're headed west toward... Hagerstown, or do we already pass that? Yes, Hagerstown.
Hagerstown.
Uh-huh. Then we got Hancock and Breezewood, Pennsylvania. We don't want to go there, I don't think.
We're going to stop in Columbia for lunch.
Oh, sweet.
Cumberland.
Fantastic. Cumberland for lunch. That's up in the mountains. Pretty spot. And we're definitely climbing. How's the Honda Fit for climbing?
It gets the job done.
All right.
Eventually.
We're trucking it out. Towards Columbus, Ohio, headed to Suburbs Fest Midwest. Me and Mulligan in the Honda Fit. God bless you, Bill, for driving. And we will check in with you guys when we come across some notable stops in the road. But it's definitely feeling like it's getting a little cooler as we climb, too, which is nice. Very, very nice. So hopefully it won't be too hot when we get to Chicago. But we'll see you guys out there. We're on the way. We will report back. Guys, just want to check in and give you a report. The Honda Fit has made it to the top of this mountain. We had to briefly shift gears just for a minute, but Bill did it beautifully. We are on top of, I don't know where we are, Bill. Do you know what?
Rocky Gap State Park.
Rocky Gap State Park is 1 mile from here. We're not sure of the elevation, but this is one of the higher mountains I think we've climbed so far. We did not have to get in the right lane and put our hazards on, so that's good.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go. 1,636 Martins Mountain. It's pretty high up here. We're still in Maryland, I believe. All right, folks. Just stopped off for lunch here in the Queen City, Cumberland, Maryland. I think Bill and I both thought Cincinnati was the Queen City. Bill, we did miss out on an opportunity to see a shrine that you thought was going to be in the Little City Creamery where we had lunch.
Yes, I was very disappointed. So the Queen City Creamery, I've been to numerous occasions. And they've always, in the corner, had a nice little shrine set up to the greatest son of Cumberland. That would be William H. Macy.
Well, heck, if you wanna play games here, I'm working with you on this thing here. But okay.
But according to our server, when an ownership change, the old owner, sensibly, I guess. Who would give up a nice shrine to William H. Macy? Took the shrine with them, so. The food is still great, but
it was great.
No William H. Macy there to greet us.
Yeah. Slight bummer, but other than that, everything was great. Yeah, very delicious. We'll be crossing into West Virginia, Bill?
About an hour, I think.
Okay. We'll be crossing in, we'll let you know. And report back on any other shrines we might come across, real or imagined. Okay, Bill, we've just broken into West Virginia.
Wild and wonderful.
Wild and wonderful West Virginia. It's lovely. The mountains ahead of us. Are those the Blue Ridge Mountains? Or no, I guess we passed those.
I think we passed those, yeah. I don't know what they are. They're mountains.
They're mountains, yeah. Lovely.
East Coast Mountains.
East Coast Mountains. How are you feeling now that we've broken into West Virginia?
Feeling great. Making good time. I can wait. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. It's $1 night, so
yes.
Hot dog, soda, popcorn, all $1 each.
Man, that's going to be fantastic. Real minor league baseball. Columbus versus Rochester. It's pretty exciting. And we've got a 5% downward grade here, so we got to watch out for that in the fit. That's right. Hands-free communication only, Bill. And I was curious because we are driving a manual transmission. When I say we, I mean Bill, because I don't know how to do that. I did start to learn once, Bill, and it almost caused me to break up with my girlfriend at the time, who was trying to teach me. And her parents maybe said, don't let him do that anymore. He's going to rip the transmission out of your car. But you can have cruise control with a manual transmission, yes or no?
Yes. It basically the same as a automatic, where if you touch the clutch or the brake or the gas, it releases, or maybe not the gas, but it's just like touching the brake on an automatic. You touch the clutch, it releases the cruise control.
Got it. And as we say that, we have to downshift because some guy's going too slow in the right lane. So
thank you, sir.
All right, we will check in, folks. We've broken into West Virginia. We're headed to Columbus. We're going west on 68 right now.
1, 2, 3. Like a dark-haired girl in a Cadillac, a main street of an old forgotten town. And sunlight shines in fine white lines on weathered stores with open signs. They may as well just close them down. And you look like 1968.
All right, folks, Patrick here with Bill Mulligan. Heading out to Columbus, Ohio. Got a report that we just crossed into Pennsylvania, Bill. We were in West Virginia for just kind of a short time there.
Yeah, you cut across the little part of West Virginia that sticks up off the top. So.
Yeah, and up there we did see West Virginia University. It's up there in Morgantown.
Home of the Mountaineers.
They're Mountaineers. Let's do it. And we are headed uphill again, and we're headed in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what the next town we're going to come to is, but it's a lovely day. The horse chestnut trees are in bloom, and the Boulevard St. Laurent is... No, wait. That's Ernest Hemingway. Never mind. We are on the way to Columbus, Ohio. It's $1 a night for the Columbus Clippers, and we're looking forward to it. Uh-oh, we've hit a backup here, Bill. We're still in Pennsylvania, right?
I'm not sure what state we're in at this point.
Yeah, we don't know.
We may be back in West Virginia.
We're up here somewhere near Pennsylvania and West Virginia. We crossed out of West Virginia back into Pennsylvania. We could be in West Virginia again, but we've hit a backup. I wanted to ask you, Bill, while we have a moment here, and you don't need to be driving too intently. We've been talking a lot about surf music. And you may have touched on this briefly before, but when did you actually get into surf music?
Oh, gosh, that's an excellent question. You know, I can't remember when I started. I don't have a good recollection of when I started.
It wasn't like a Big Bang moment with surf music.
Yeah, no, there's not one thing I can put my finger on. And now I like it. I can't listen to music that has lyrics and actually do any work. So I like to use it not as background music, but as working music.
Yes.
But when I got into it, you know, that's a level of introspection that I'm not really it's not my strong suit. So
I did see a sign back there. I don't know if you saw that, Bill, for you might have been watching the road. Gumby's Beer and Cigarette World.
So no.
We missed
that. I think we know. Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, we missed it.
All right. Well, on the way home.
Yeah, we definitely got to watch out for it between here and there. We'll stop at Gumby's and report back. We do have a sign for Fireworks Supermarket on Dallas Pike, West Virginia, exit 11. So, oh, wait. Here's a sign for West Virginia coming up. Maybe they're, are they checking our credentials when we go into West Virginia?
I think the border border patrol is out here.
Which way did you vote in the last election, boy? Wild and Wonderful. We're going back in West Virginia, near Wheeling, West Virginia, a musical, historical town. I'm going to look up some information and get back to you folks. Hey, folks, we just wanted to notate down that we've crossed into Ohio. We are in Ohio. The slogan says, find it here. It's not very good. But, Bill, we just passed Moundsville, West Virginia. And believe it or not, you've actually spent the night in Moundsville, Virginia, West Virginia?
That is correct. I was with a friend of mine, and we stopped and spent the night at his grandmother's, and that's where his father was from, Moundsville.
That's incredible, folks. Noted for the record, Bill Mulligan has spent the night in Moundsville. Bill Mulligan slept here. I love it. Also, maybe later we'll reveal the place of Bill's birth. That's a very interesting story as well, but we'll see. Keep you in suspense. All right, folks, first gas stop of the trip. We stopped at a Pilot somewhere in Ohio, not too far into Ohio, at least from our perspective. But, hey, 363. And would you say, Bill, we got about 40 miles a gallon?
A hair over, yeah.
Beautiful stuff from the Honda Fit. Round of applause for the Honda Fit. Doing it. Do it. Okay, folks, we're coming into Columbus. This is looking like a metropolitan area, Bill, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, in rush hour, no less.
Yeah.
The number of lanes on the highway is increasing. The amount of cars and trucks on those lanes are increasing. And we're starting to see a little bit of the suburbs, Toyota dealerships. Wow, there's a lot of them over there. Germain Toyota. And more signs and more routes. So we're on 70 West heading toward Columbus, Ohio. We're going to see the Columbus Clippers tonight. Bill and I have solved a lot of the music world's problems, and we're working on some other ones right now for you guys. So, big news, folks. We just have come from Pierogi Mountain in downtown Columbus, Ohio, and I got to say, it was fantastic. Bill, what were your impressions?
They was the best pierogies I've had all day. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a smartass. No, they was fantastic. I will definitely be returning the next time I am in Cleveland. Columbus, make that.
Hello, Cleveland. All right, late night report, folks. We just came from the Columbus Clippers match game against the Rochester Red Wings. As the pitch said, it's basketball against hockey, only in America. And we had some lightning, Bill. How would you describe that lightning?
It was exciting. Nice show off in the distance, though.
Yes.
Never felt threatened.
Yeah, a lot of heat lightning. And apparently they were playing a soccer match, the Columbus Crew. Not that I want to say anything bad about how awful the Columbus Crew are, because they're terrible, but I hate them. But just because they're rivals, you know, with DC United. But they stopped their match, and the baseball game did not stop. So we got that going for us. Bill procured some fantastic tickets. We were about, what, 5-6 rows behind home plate. It was really great stuff, yeah. And we saw some scouts from the Nats there. We heard We Will Rock You. We heard YMCA. We heard Sweet Caroline.
Yep.
We heard quite a few standards of the sporting events, and it was a really good time. And I want to say thanks to the Columbus Clippers for allowing us to be in the stadium tonight. And thanks to you, Bill Mulligan. Did a heroic job driving. We're headed off to Crash tonight, and we got to save up our strength for the big hoot tomorrow night in Chicagoland, Arlington Heights. Any closing thoughts, Bill?
No, just it's been a great day. Look forward to an even better one tomorrow.
Absolutely. Amen, sir. We will check in with you guys in the morning, and we'll report back if there's any problems with the free continental breakfast.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. More important, we just stopped at the Field of Corn in Dublin, Ohio. And, Bill, I think if you're on the same page with me, that was slightly disappointing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was expecting, but it wasn't that.
No. I think we both thought it was going to be, you know, pretty giant statues of corn. And really, they're about average size. Well, not average size of an ear of corn, but about what, 5-6 feet tall,
about
something like that.
Tall, yeah.
So it was worth it. I mean, it was pretty close to where we stayed last night. So
on that note, I would like to thank the good people at Home 2 Suites by Hilton.
Yes.
That was an excellent night's rest we had.
Yes, it was, and a very nice, clean, spacious, and comfy hotel. I think we both realized, and I will report, folks, that the Columbus Clippers did beat the Rochester Red Wings 3-2 in extra innings. Bottom of the 10th, they got a single, but I don't know, Bill. It was that thing where the runner starts on second base in extra innings.
The zombie runner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I will report, too, that the Columbus Crew interrupted their match, even though it didn't actually rain. There was just some lightning in the area. And, gosh, they interrupted it for a good hour and a half. And then when they came back, the Crew were winning 1-0 at the interruption. When they came back, Montreal scored twice in the remaining time to beat the Crew. So that's a bitter defeat for the Crew. Ha ha. Sorry, Crew. All right, we're on the road again, as Bill said, headed toward Illinois. And I guess we're going to pass through Indiana on the way.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay. All right, folks, we have just crossed into Indiana from Ohio. The roads immediately look a lot worse here in Indiana. We'll have to watch out. It's one of those things where you cross over and suddenly, boom. But, Bill, you were saying that be interesting sometime to visit the kind of aviation part of Ohio, right, near the Dayton area?
Yeah, where the Wright brothers did their thing at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
That would be very cool. Never seen that, but it is very interesting. I can report that the skies are pretty gloomy. We've also been seeing a lot of shredded tires on this trip on the interstate. It seems like they've been all over the place. I don't know what causes that. Or most of them, I guess, are off 18-wheelers, huh?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yep, clouds are coming in. We are steamrolling toward Chicago, Illinois. The shoulder is closed ahead, but we will report back when we have more information. And that's Patrick signing off with Bill Mulligan at the wheel.
I'm in my Buick. I'm driving to Chicago. Uh-oh. It's the middle of winter. I'm driving through the ice and snow. The road is long. I got a lot of tapes.
Okay, Bill, we're in Indiana. We just passed a sign for the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact, but we've got rain. Are you holding up all right?
I'm doing okay.
I feel very safe and confident with your driving, so I think I'm feeling good. Passing a Flying J, $3.89. The price is not too bad for gas, although Ohio, I think, was a bit cheaper. But, Bill, we've been talking here as we're driving along, and you've been telling me about some of the tiki bars that you visited across this great land of ours. But I wanted to ask you about, and this is something I've always been a little fuzzy on, what is there a certain kind of music that goes with a tiki bar or a tiki experience, or is it just kind of different pieces here and there?
Yeah, it's kind of different pieces here and there. I mean, you know, on the one hand, tiki is a completely made-up phenomenon. So, despite what some people will tell you, there is no authentic tiki, because tiki is whatever tiki means to you. A lot of people like surf music, mainly, probably most closely associated with exotica.
There you go.
Martin Denny,
right. Lounge-type music, yeah.
But, you know, whatever you want, just make sure you've got a nice fruity drink in your hand and put on whatever you want to hear.
I love that. Tiki is whatever tiki means to you. Exactly. I can go with that. That's beautiful. And hopefully, folks, fingers crossed, if it can be worked out, there is a tiki bar in Chicago. It's supposed to be one of the most well known, right?
Yeah, three dots and a dash.
Three dots and a dash. And you have not been there.
I have not, no.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to make that happen this weekend. And, of course, you know, Bill indulged me with the field of corn, field of concrete corn. So maybe I need to go to three dots and a dash with Bill to make it equal. But we'll let you know. Right now, got some road spray that we're dealing with as we make our way about 35 miles outside of Indianapolis. All right, folks, we just pulled out of the Pilot there, filling up with some petrol, and the Honda Fit is rolling toward Chicago right now. Looks like the rain is easing up a little, Bill, and we were just saying we feel kind of at home with all this construction and Jersey walls on the highway.
Yeah, it is. It is like home, although this gray, drizzly day is kind of befitting of the state that gave us Mike Pence. So
there it is. We're rolling through Indiana.
All right, everybody, we're cruising along here, and the rain has fully stopped. We actually hit another patch of rain there for a little while in Indiana, but we're cruising up Route 65 toward Chicago, Illinois, city with the big shoulders. All right, Bill, just stopped off for lunch. It was kind of unexpected. You stopped off at a farm and ate lunch.
Yeah, that was great. You always have to be open to the opportunities that the road presents to you.
Amen, brother. Amen. And we dined on some fantastic grilled cheese for lunch. And also, you tried out the ice cream.
That was great. It was some of the best ice cream I've ever had.
And that's saying something, because we've been to the Muthuru. You know what we're talking about, people. So we stopped at a place called Fair Oaks Farms. They have I'm holding the campus map in my hand right now, folks. They have a dairy adventure, something called Mooville, the pig adventure, the crop adventure, the farmhouse restaurant, the cafe, which is where we dined, and the dairy catessen. But talk a little bit about that cheese you bought, Bill, and the pizza.
Oh, so there's a style of pizza called Detroit pizza, which I guess is becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
And from what I've read and understood, you're supposed to make true Detroit pizza with a type of cheese called buttercase. I'm not even sure how it's pronounced. I have tried for well over a year to find this cheese anywhere in Northern Virginia and have been completely unable. I was actually under the impression that you had to drive to Wisconsin to get it, but luckily I only had to come to Northern Indiana to find it.
Right. We're all looking forward to, well, when I say we all, I mean me, when you make your next Detroit pizza, I want to make sure you ping me so I can get over there and get a slice of it, but that sounds pretty exciting. Hey, everyone, important announcement. We've made it into Illinois, the land of Lincoln. Gas prices, have shot back up as we've gotten here on this road. We're on, I think, 94 maybe, headed into Chicago. How you holding up, Bill?
Doing great. Looking forward to it.
You're doing fantastic. Driving through the rain, driving through the sun, driving through the Mooville with the ice cream in your hand. You've done a fantastic job. We're starting to get reports, too, that a lot of people have already made it to Suburbs Fest, to the hotel in Chicago. We're on our way. It's going to be great. All right, folks. Downtown Chicago is in our sights. Clouds hanging over the skyscrapers. We're looking out across Chicago. We're headed toward the western suburbs. We're getting close. Bill's driving skills have been tested in every possible situation. Rain, sun, city driving, mountain driving, sideways, backwards, upside down, parking garages, massive parking garages in the Queen City and in downtown Columbus. Oh, folks, we have made it. We're very, very close to our hotel in Arlington Heights. It's been a heroic job by you, Bill Mulligan. I want to thank you from the bottom of my shoes, sir. Fantastic work.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
Just awesome. I would have been stuck somewhere in the middle of Pennsylvania at this point if it was up to me. Bill's guided us through. We've had an excellent trip, excellent time, and we're on our way to Suburbs Fest Midwest. Night one, and we will be recording some podcasts out there over the weekend, and we'll bring some of those to you coming up tomorrow. On behalf of myself and
Bill Mulligan,
we will talk to you guys later.
I am a passenger, and I ride through.
night sky, and everything looks good tonight. We're singing la 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 la.
Tiki is whatever tiki means to you.